This evening, the young Israel of Lawrence Cedarhurst is fortunate to be one of the constituents, one of the organizations participating in the joint program of the OU, Reflections on Tshuva, which is going on this evening across the country in many different locations. This evening, Rabbi Teitelbaum is speaking in the White Shul, and concurrently, we have the distinct pleasure, the distinct privilege of welcoming Rabbi Eitan Feiner. The Moreda Astra of the White Shul certainly needs no introduction, not here in the Five Towns, not here in America, not here internationally, as his voice of Torah, teaching and inspiring, is heard and will continue to be heard, Bezras Hashem, for many years to come.
Pashus Nechoshva, Assistant Rabbi Shlita. I have to say, once I heard that Rabbi Teitelbaum was going to be speaking in the White Shul tonight, I said, who wants to switch? I want to hear him speak in the White Shul. Fortunately, it couldn't work out, so what can you do? You have to put up with me for about 15 minutes tonight, but perhaps I could share with you the following idea. So here we are, Aser Simei Tshuva. We just finished day number 3, Tzom Gedalia. If I were to ask you, so let's enumerate some of those things that we have to take upon ourselves. What should we do now, Aser Simei Tshuva? The crucial time, the high holy days, we're talking about the days of awe, and we're in this crucial interim period defined, branded with that choice appellation, Aser Simei Tshuva. So there's got to be a long list. There's got to be a long list of chumrah. So let's take on every chumrah that we can find. Let's peruse all the sfarim, all the different posts. Give any stringency that we could take on. Just throw it on me. Anything that we can do, Hashem, I want to be Zaycha Bedin. I want to come out. I want to be Nitzel. I want to have a Yeshua. I said, give me anything. So let's open up a Shulchan Aruch. It's the first place we go. So we open up a Shulchan Aruch and our Chaim. We get the Siman Tov Reish Beis, number 602. And it's called Seder Yemei HaTshuva. So you're expecting a long list, right? Well, I'll make it quick for you. After all, brevity at its best. That's the Machaber. That's what he's known for. All of one line. And these days, defined as Aser Simei Tshuva, you should be marbe betfilos ubesachnunim. That's it. Okay. The Ramon goes on. A few other lines. I mean, Malkeinu, some other nice tefillos to recite. But in the end of the day, the Bachar told me, you know what I should do? I should increase my tefillos and my tachnunim. Okay? Makes a lot of sense. If I open up a Rambam, at least the Rambam in Nochus Tshuva, he helps me out a little bit more. The Rambam writes in Nochus Tshuva, Paragim Halacha Dalet, he commences that halacha, saying that Afal Pi, that it's Exer Sakosa to blow the shofar, we all know Remes Yeshvo, which is Ura Ura Yeshena Mashinas and Akitan Adam and Tadamas, and you gotta wake up, stir yourselves out of the sleep, out of the deep slumber, wake up, and then the Lach Mishnah explains that the Hemshech is now, we skip to the end of Halach Adalit, at the end of Halach Adalit continues the Ram of Nei Inyan Zeb, because of this idea, shofar waking us up, the grandiose wake up call, Nei Inyan Zeb, Nalgu Kobes Israel, La Harbo Spitstaka, and then he concludes, yeah, and we get up early in the morning and we daven. So I have davening, but in addition to davening, I have the Rambam with a Hadgoshim Yuchenis, a specific emphasis. I should also increase my stalka. I have no, who knows what I increase stalka. I want to be saved to me, Yichem, Yoma. So we go to the Pasuk of Mishlei. Discussed in Bava Basu, Daf Yudim Arbeis, and Shabbos Kufrin, and Bava Meis, stalka, Tatsami Moves. After all, we said it in the Sanatokif, and we're going to say in Ochamo once again, that Tshuva, Tfila, Tzedakah, Ma'avir, and Esro, Gezerah. And we have Rabbi Yitzchak in Rosh Hashanah, Tzayin, and Arbeis, Dalad, Dvar, Mekarin, Zarnita, Shalada. I have stalka, I have Tfila, Tzaka. I have Shino, and Meisim, I have Shino, Yashem, I have Yeshomer, I have Golis, and the Ram of Paskins, all earlier in the Chashuva for Gvezel HaChadalit, that which he defines as the Darkei Hatshuva. But here the Rambam makes a lot of sense. Increase Stoker, Tatsami Moves. Increase your mitzvahs and your masam toivim. Don't just focus on tefillin, but all the Machaber has to tell me is, I'm not even focusing, no spotlight turned on mitzvahs and masam toivim. And Torah, what happened to Torah? I don't understand, what are we doing? Are we busy teaching Torah all the time? Talmud Torah, going to get a Columbus map? Mishnah and Pei and Aleph Aleph tell us Talmud Torah is the Iker, and isn't the Mishnah and Ovis telling us in Paragala Mishnah and Beis, Ashur Sidfarim Olam Omei, Allah Torah Ve'avoda Ve'agmiris Chasonim, and even though the Maral and Ezer Chaim and the Gro and Rechaim Eloshin and the Pirkei Avraham, we know that the three Ovis, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, correspond to Torah, but you say, which one has the list? The one top priority, that's Torah. So where's Torah? Nobody mentions a word about Torah. Say for a Tshuva on the Rambam and others have bothered, what happened to Torah? That's a whole nother shear. So we're not focusing on Torah and the Machaber's perspective. We're not even focusing on mitzvahs, nor are we focusing on masam toiv. Stoke is not mentioned. One thing. Increase your tefillah and tachanunim. Okay, that makes a lot of sense. tshuva, tfila, tzedaka, tfila, tzedaka, it's mekaren, it's mevato, it's ma'aviren, whatever motion based on the Yerushalmi, it's in the different schos, but it gets rid of the gezerah. Okay, that I can understand. Then the mechaber goes weiter, he continues onward, and he has one, again, a very laconic, succinct one-line statement in an untitled siman tofresh gimel. The mechaber says, af mi sheino nizer, anyone who, during the course of the year, is not so careful to refrain, to abstain from pas palter, from pas akum, and aser simi tshuva, yehi nizer, you should be a little more careful, exercise more caution, okay, if you don't keep chal yisrael, this is a good time, just take on that stringency. The only one chumrah, I'm opening up a shulchan aruch, right, he's my normative halachic posek, and he is my guide, I'm looking to you, Rabbi Yosef Cairo, give me some guidance, so what does he tell me, tefillah, okay, I know tefillah, so tell me, what should I take on, I'm looking for chumras. We're not always looking for chumras, but if there's one period in the year now, I'm looking for something. Grab onto something, right? You're looking. Give me a rope. I want to pull myself out of the quicksand. So what am I going to hang on to? Okay, by the way, you know what? Entenmann's Donuts, Dunkin' Donuts, stay away for just, you know, don't have that sandwich, that bagel at your local Dunkin' Donuts for all of 10, not even 10 days. Look, you're not even tempted Yom Kippur anyway. Rosh Hashanah, forget about Dunkin' Donuts. Tzom Gedalia, how many days anyway? Okay, the one thing is stay away from your local Dunkin' Donuts for all of a couple of days, and that's it, and you're clean, and everything is good. That's all the Mechaber is telling me. Food, that's all. Food, glorious food. That's all we're thinking about is food. What in the world's going on here? Now, I know there's some Yom Tovim. I remember when my wife was teaching in seminary in Eretz Yisrael by Hanukkah, everybody talks about food because it's all about oil. And everyone's got to eat the latkes and jelly donuts of Ghana yolk. Everything's got to be dipped into oil. I remember she had a student once who was very machmer when it came to food. She had a sufganiya, a jelly donut, corresponding to every night of Hanukkah. First night, one donut. Third night, three donuts. By the eighth night, they couldn't even squeeze her into the seminary anymore. So I understand there's some Yom Tov, they like to put the focus on food. But Russia, who's thinking about food? Then Omele Melchor, he says that. There's a mitzvah deraisa. We know that we eat, according to most Rishonim, at least except for Kesem Mishnah, on the Ramah Hilchos Adon Paragil, Chatzes Kamat, all the Rishonim, the Charedim, the Arbaz and Chuvas in Chelek, Beis in the Ksav Sefer and Chuvas in Orchaim, Madura Kamat, Sim Kufir Beis, and most posts can hold that it's a din deraisa, that which we have four times in Chas, Brochus at top of Dav Ches and a Beis, Yuma Payala from a Beis, and of course we have it as well. In Pesachim Dav Samaches Amar Beis Rosh Hashanah Dav Tesam and Aleph, there's a mitzvah v'chi b'tisha masanah. Do we fast on the ninth day? Ella kol ocha v'shosu v'chi malah v'kosu kila masanah t'shiv asiri. So I understand I should go in and eat. I eat on Eretz. And the Roman Rav is even asking about who wants to eat going into Yom Kippur. I'm not thinking about food. And here the Mechaber says food. That's your focus. Assess Mitzvah. And you know what the truth is? It's not really just Assess Mitzvah. If we rewind just a bit, it's really piggybacking on what we did all Rosh Hashanah. Didn't you do the simanim? It's a big discussion. You have those simanim, the Shana Tova Mesukah, the apple dipped into the vash, which is the Torah, the Ramah, the Lavush, they all bring based on a Maril, a Minag Ashkenaz. We all dip our apples in honey. And we have all the other simanim that are bought two places in Chas by Abaye, increases the Bubba Manalaf, and again in the Sigan Hori, is the Fiyad Beis Manalaf. So we have Kema Ashtod, the simanim also, so we have all the simanim. It's a big discussion. By the way, do you have it on the first night? Do you have it on both nights? According to most posts, can we have it on both nights? That's the based on the Arizal and Pri Yitzchayim and Shalch Abdel and Perak Aleph, and that's the way most posts can bring it down. Some say from Hagi, some say from Hagi Maram Shik. Mostly everybody holds, except for the Bnei Yisoskor and his Maimer Tishrei and Maimer Beis and Osir Aleph. But we have the Simanim both nights. Simanim, everybody talks about Simanim at the end of the day. Is it really all about apples and honey? And you know what? Have your remote and Yirbazachoyosena gloves. And you know what? It's only about what we do eat. How about it goes them? Anybody have nuts? No way. Everybody stayed away. I remember when I was doing Shemesh by an Odom Godo in Yerushalayim, he told me that the question he got asked most frequently comes from Shoshana is, Rabbi, I can't believe it. I accidentally put nuts into my banana cake. Can I eat my banana cake? And now it goes to Mubbach. And nobody's worried about the Yom HaDin. I bet if I got a nut in my cake, forget about it. Then life is over. Nuts, what are we so worried about? Everybody knows. Why do we abstain different and hug him? Some just the first day of Shoshana, some both days of Shoshana, some throughout assessment Tshuva, some all the way to Shoshana Rabbah. If they're really machmir, what's the big, I know people who don't eat nuts. I know people who are nuts all year, but I know people who don't eat nuts the whole year. It's a big deal. This is it. And why do we stay away? We all know the famous Gematria. And Gematria is something, we know Gematria is at least Paparos, the Chachman, the last mission of Pargimel. Perkeos, Pargimel, Mishan Yerches, it's also Tikkuni Zohar, Tikkun Chavot, the mile about Gematria. So why do we stay away from Agozim? The first reason that Ramo brings, going back, if we rewind to Sinem Tavka Pargimel, and Sebeiz, the Ramo says that we abstain from nut consumption, walnut, some say it includes all types of nuts, and we don't eat nuts on Rosh Hashanah. Why? Because Egoz is Gematria Chet. Now, it's not true. It's one off. Okay, we know we could be one off in Gematrius. It's not for now. But based on Kabbalah, there's an any of Yitzchak Zechaber and Pische Sharm, the operation of base, talks about it as the Zushim Shempikis and the Shamas Markus Ochel, like all the Paragimel pages 23 and 24. It's a big discussion. The Lekad Yosher, based on his Rebbe Yitzchumas Adeshen, based on the Gemara Gitan, Pechesim and Aleph, the Stipler, and his Gemara Bechas Peretz, and the Chelik of Gematrius, based on the Shibuli Alekhet, and a Rosh and Arab Sechem. So remember, we're going to be here all night if we start going that route. So just trust me, you're allowed to be one off in Gematria, but some additions are might even take out the Aleph. Okay, you know why we don't eat nuts? Because of a Gematria. And then he goes weiter. Okay, then I have a Maril. Maril makes sense. In fact, the Lavush and the Yosef Omet and Tokofei Dimo, they only bring down the Maril. You should stay away from nuts. Why? Because they're Marve Kichovenea. They cause hawking and phlegm. Now, we don't like hawking and phlegm, right? Nobody likes hawking, but, you know, Jackie Mason used to say, you know, what is Yiddish? Yiddish is a mixture of German and phlegm. Nobody likes, since Kias, hulking and phlegm, everybody likes to stay away from the Kichon Venea. That's what the Lavush brings down, that's what the Yosef Omitz brings down, and that's the second time in the Ramah that we can understand the Matzah Ephraim, the classic work in Yom Noram, even writes in Tavkur Pei Gimel. He says that Tavada, we want to be more machmer, certainly we want to be ever more careful, more meticulous, because we have to be Yotzi, the Mitzvah Darais, it's Kiyah Shofar, we don't know anybody hulking and coughing and phlegming in the middle of the Kiyah, it's got to be utter silence, everyone's got to be reticent, and then we can be Yotzi Arachi of our Mitzvah Darais. And that reason, the first 20 weeks of Gematria. So look how mugged we are when it comes to what? To food. How many other stringencies? I walked down the halacha, even Rosh Hashanah, the Yom HaDin, HaGodah V'Hanoira. And if you have something that's a Gematria, chet, even though it's one off, and how is to be Gematria told, by the way, that runs contrary to Talmud and Hagim number 940 about throwing nuts at Chasson and by the offer, because the nut equals Gematria Tov and it equals Gematria Chet, and we symbolize that the Tov should outweigh the Chet. Either way, because of Gematria, we keep it off. No culinary delights of nuts grace our Rosh Hashanah table. And if you think it stops right there, let's go to the apple. Everybody's got apples. And I worked on the college campus years ago. They don't know about nuts. They're eating all their nuts, but nobody's to apples. Everyone's got apples. And of course, the most popular color of apple is the red. The Master Victory. And based on Rosh Rashi even says in Siman Shin Chaf Aleph that you should bedavka use red apples. Not everybody agrees. The Otzor Yerachayim writes in number 714 Tavshin Yadalin. He brings an opinion that bedavka you should not use red colored apples. I'm sorry, I know, Rabbi, you should have told me this before Rosh Hashanah. Okay, maybe you peeled your apples. You should not use red apples. Why should you abstain from red apples? Because let's go back. The pastors told us. What did Esav say? Perchafei and Pusik Lamed. Halitaini nomen ha'odom ha'odom ha'zeh. Esav hu edom. That's what Esav is all about. Our nefarious adversary. Stay away from red because he defined himself as red. The Shachim writes in your day, we shouldn't wear bright fire truck red clothing because it's symbolic of edom. And that's a preacher. Stay away from bright red. So you see, there's such an Sam Sefer in Droshes, in fact, in Chelet Beis, page 244, he brings down this Rebbeinu Vachai, and Pashas told us, Rebbeinu Vachai talks about it again in Tetzaveh, stay away from red, because that's what red is. In fact, why is the most popular color for sports cars red? Because red gets our blood, it symbolizes Edom, it's Dom. In fact, Douglas V. Smith writes in his book, Ever Wonder Why, pages 20, 52, and 114, Wendell Jamieson, Father Knows Less, page 74, and Mango and Barrett's Random Kinds of Fagnus, page 58. The whole idea of why are stop signs red, and why do we have red in the traffic lights? Because red, that's symbolic of blood, and it gets the heart racing, gets the blood pressure up. Why do the matadors, your red capes, by bullfights in Spain? They're not doing it for the bulls are colorblind. They're doing it for you, they're doing it for the people in the audience. It's a separate child, they're even allowed to go to a bullfight. That's a separate child. Rav Adjo, that'll be for another year. Can you go hunting? Can you go to bullfights? But the bulls are colorblind. They're doing it for the people because it gets us excited. I understand. I'm thinking, who's thinking about the color of apples or Rosh Hashanah? I'm thinking about the apple. I'm not even thinking about the apple. I'm thinking about a son of a sukkah. Who's thinking about the... Oh, look at this food interview. I think it stops there. Listen to this one. Sefer Zipperman Hagen, page 156. This Ham Sefer was so mockbit to stay away from carbonated water. He wouldn't drink any seltzer on Rosh Hashanah. Why? Because the bubbles in the carbonated water reminded him of anger flaring up. And he didn't want to look at anything symbolic of kas. Anger flaring up. Now, it's a little hard to leave this. I'm sorry for Moshe Sefer, of course, was Nifter in 1840. And if you look at Isaac Asimov in his Book of Facts, page 91, he says it wasn't until John Matthews in Philadelphia discovered the whole idea of carbonated water going back to 1804, and never made, was made popular until 1832. It might be a little harder, though some say they got his hands on it. There are different opinions, also depends on the different research that's been done. But I'll complain to some say, said, if I see the bubbles, it reminds me of Edgar Stale. I understand. I'm worried about notes, because I'm worried about Camachos. I'm worried about colors of apples, for crying out loud, and bubbles and soda. This is a Ella that turns this water into sunny. Oh, I didn't stay away. It's not coming inside me. I'm not imbibing anything that reminds me of anything negative. I'm not going to consume anything that's at all reminiscent of anything pejorative in any way, shape, or form. Stay away. Keep it off my Rosh Hashanah table. Food. I said something to me. You know, Dunkin' Donuts, Ethan, stay away just right afterwards. Okay, we're going to... Now, I remember I was a rabbi in a Pesach hotel in Italy one year. Their most popular meal. They would have prime rib and duck and all these things that... all the delicacies. But comes Motzei Pesach. Then you bring out the pizza. Forget it. Everybody loses it. They mamas go running for the pizza. You know, the Motzei. After I said something to me. Okay, let's get those. How many people? It's not the same thing. Pesach, you're running for the pizza and the pasta. You're getting the chametz. Okay, I could go a few days. You know, my wife doesn't mind if I go a few days without, you know, the Dunkin' Donuts bagels. That's okay. You can go without the pasta and the pasta. So what's the big deal? What's this focus on food all about? So the Phineas Daiti, I think the idea is as follows. This period is marking a return to the Madrega of Adam Chava Kodem Achet. Rosh Hashanah, after all, is referred to in the Nusach HaTfilah as Hayom Har Solom. It's the birthday of the world because it coincides with the birthday of the first man of the world, Zosimeris Adam Rishon Adam and Chava. And let me ask you, what was the first and only tzivoy given to Adam? So you go into any cheder, you go into any elementary school class, and everybody knows what Adam and Chava, how many commands were they given? What's the answer? They were given one command. Everybody knows, what's one command? Perek, Beis, and Bereishis, Pasuk Yetzai, Meitzadas, Tovar Olo Sukhmana, don't eat from the fruits of the tree of knowledge. Different opinions in Chazal, the bottom of the Achmama Manalaf and Brochus and Hedron, Apayna Manalaf, the Medrashamba, was it an Esro, Gataina, Gef, and Achita, whatever sheet that you're going to champion. But either way, don't eat from this. Everybody knows that, but the truth is, that is in accordance with the sheet of the Ibn Esro. But the Radak, Rabbeinu Machai, and the Meshach Chachma, all Atar, all Amakom say that they were given two explicit commands. And the first command was one posik previous, Perek Beis, posik Tezayin of Bereishis, whom he called Eitz Hagan Ochel Tochel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, my dear Adam and Chava, do me a favor, go into the garden, and you see all the, you got the apples and the oranges and all the delicacies of the world, all the culinary delights. I want you to go out and I want you to enjoy them, consume that, and I want you to eat them. And the Meshach Chochmah says, this is the source of that perplexing Yerushalmi. This statement Rav Lozer makes in the end of Kedusha Pradal Alokha Yabez, that in the future we're all going to have to give a dinner cheshman. Hashem says, you come up the base in Shemaila, did you enjoy prime rib? Did you have a piece of flame in yon? Did you enjoy a good drink of Kamanis in yon? Did you have some ice cream? Did you have some Haagen-Dazs? Well, if you keep Chav Yisrael on it, did you have some Kleins? Whatever it is, but he's going to ask you, did you enjoy my, at least now, no one's having the Haagen-Dazs, at least the 7 days. So Lamaisa, what are they doing? What's this all? Because you are what you eat. Because Rav Yitzchak Eisenchover writes in his Drashas Siach Yitzchak, Rav Tzedek HaKohen as well, that you are defined, your Madregan Ruchnius is so often defined by what are you consuming. The Dor Hadei of the Dor Minbar, what did they eat? Yumai and Hayim and Beis, they ate lechem shemalachi ashori sokomo. They ate the mon b'schus Moshe v'eino tainis taftesim and aleph. B'schus Moshe, they got the mon, the heavenly mona. That was what the gedder of Tzadik HaKohen writes, the Tzadik of the Ziv HaShchina Sheneskashem. It was a piece of ruchnius. It was mubla v'eino. You didn't have to excrete. You didn't have to go to the bathroom. Imagine a brocha. How many times you in the middle of a ballgame? Anyone who was watching the Jets game today. And as it's nearing the end, don't worry, I didn't watch it. Unless you get me a VIP box, you're not getting me to that game. But, maybe the Giants, but the Jets, forget about it. But everybody, the other game, you sit in the edge of your seat, and you have to do what? And you have to go to the bathroom. You're not thinking, go to the bathroom, you're going to be over about the shot, so you're not going to be thinking. The morning, we didn't have to go to the bathroom, it was moving any further. That highlighted their incredible lofty attainment of the Dor Day of the Dor Minbar, because you are what you eat. You're defined by what you eat. Adam and Chava given two tzivuyim and only two commandments. One is an asay. The asay is go into my garden, enjoy the delights, eat. Eat, drink, and be merry. And it's followed immediately thereafter by what? The Meitzadas, just one tree, stay away from it. Of course, they couldn't withstand the temptation, and they were lured, seduced by the evil inclination, by the Yetzer, by the Nachash HaKemoni. So they're given an asay and they're given a los asay. Kolm's Yom Kippur, what do we have? Interesting, it's fascinating, in fact, if you consider for but a second. We have now this duality manifesting itself in Erev Yom Kippur, contrasting itself with Yom Kippur itself. What is Erev Yom Kippur? The one day a year when the Torah goes out of its way in Pashas Emor. and Perlachov Gimel Posik Amar Beis V'Nisus Nasusechem Atishul Achodesh V'im Erev Ad Erev to give us a unique positive commandment that says go out and eat, and it's followed immediately after by Yom Kippur, which is the one day a year. Don't eat anything. I want you to abstain, completely refrain from any food or drink consumption. Don't imbibe anything. Don't consume. Stay away. What is that? Day number one, Erev Yom Kippur, go out and eat. Followed immediately after by what? Day number two, Yom Kippur itself, Asiri L'Chodesh, stay away. That's mamish and echo of what Adam and Chava, what's only gone Eden. Third base, Pasuk design. Eat from all these. And there's a mitzvah deraisa. Go out and eat and enjoy my world, and I want you to do that. And it's following immediately after Pasuk Yudzayim, but stay away from this one. Yom Kippur and Asiri L'Chodesh was a chance to say, Hayom Rasulim, you're born again. You went to Mikvah Erev Rosh Hashanah. You went into a world that belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We can't live in a world that Ger wants to convert, writes a Soloveitchik in the Drosh HaSarav, in footnote number 4 of his Drosh on Parshas Kaira, that a Ger needs Mila, but he needs Tefillah. He goes into God's world, the world of the Mikvah, you commit symbolic suicide, you go where you can't breathe, and then you emerge from the Mikvah, you'll be a Chadashi. You come into Rosh Hashanah, it's a new din, it's a new year, it's a Rosh Hashanah, and it's what? It's Hayom HaRasolim, it's a new birthday, you come out, it's a fresh new start. And what are you going to work on? Well, if it's a fresh new start, and I got back to Adam and Chava before the Chay, so now I don't want to mess up this time around. Once again, God says, you know what you're going to work on, Asesim Yitzhuva? You're going to work on Asays. Go out into my world and enjoy. But now be careful what you eat and how you eat it. And be so meticulous. Make sure you're going to be makbid this time. I show HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm so makbid on what I eat. I'm even makbid on colors, and I'm makbid on gematrias, and I'm makbid on what things look like. I don't want to mess up. I'm going to be ever meticulous and particular medaka when it comes to what I eat and what I drink. I'm going to be so incredibly careful, more cautious than ever, because I want to be Masaki in the Chet Avodim and Chava. I want to go into Yom Kippur like a malach, one of the malachi Asharis, writes the Maral in his Rosh of the Shabbat Shuva. That is what Yom Kippur is all about. Attain a lofty attainment to what the celestial court is all about. I go into it, Aser Simei Tshuva. Yes, stay away from Pas Palter, Pas Akav. Be so miser, so ever careful when it comes to what you eat. It's time to be Masakin, what Odom and Chava messed up with once and for all. We're going to be Masakin it. We're going to work on ourselves, Aser Simei Tshuva. And we're going to go into Erev Yom Kippur. And writes a Tzodik, we're going to raise all of our achilos and show that henceforth we're going to eat l'shem shemayim, we're going to eat at the right times, at the right places, take our wives out to the right restaurants in the right times, and we're going to make sure to get to that level of malachi ashores that we can be zochah to on Yom Kippur, the culmination of aser simei tshuva. Now we can abstain and say we don't even need to eat. We understand the chashivas of achilo. Let's be masakin the chet achilos etz adas tavra. I want to give over my das to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you had an easy, meaningful tainus. A good gevensh yon, a gemach, simetayvah, teaching everyone. One of you and your wonderful mishpachas, a gevaldige hatzlocha dika, good kibbutz yar, an amazing Yom Kippur up there.